The TriStar logo plays on screen, a blaze of sunlight bursts through fluffy white clouds and a white-winged horse gallops directly towards us. An animated view of Paris on the page of a children's book. There's a park, leafy trees, and the Eiffel Tower. A line of small school girls is shepherded through the park by a nun. The girls walk in a neat line through the city. An illustration of a large gray house seen through an iron gate. The title appears. Madeline. The image changes to show a real house. Small girls in matching blue uniforms march out of the house two by two. Their teacher waits by the front door.
Madeline!
The girls stop and look behind them. One girl is missing. Back inside the house, a red ribbon hat lies forgotten under a bed.
Gotcha!
A small girl with red hair dives under the bed, grabs her straw boater, and dashes out again. She joins her schoolmates and they set off, their teacher, the nun, walking behind.
In an old house in Paris that was covered in vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. In two straight lines, they broke their bread and brushed their teeth and went to bed. They smiled at the good and frowned at the bad. And sometimes they were very sad.
The girls and their teacher meet many people on their daily walk through Paris.
They left the house at 9:30, in two straight lines, in rain or shine. The smallest one was Madeline.
What do you think?
It's great. You've really captured it.
Madeline!
Au revoir.
The circus is coming! Come, walk, shut up! See the idiot, experience the depth of terror at the sight of the man eating tiger!
To the tiger in the zoo, Madeline just said,
poo-poo.
And nobody knew so well how to frighten Miss Clavel.
Madeline is balancing on the edge of a bridge.
Take that.
Bless Lady Covington. And protect her that she may recover quickly. Bless this food we are about to receive to our use. And us to thy service. Amen.
Amen.
Et voilà. Chicken Hélène.
The girls get ready for bed, brushing their teeth in their matching white nighties, and Madeline, last of all, hops up on a little step to reach the sink. Miss Clavel rings a tiny bell to hurry them up.
Vite, vite.
The girls are settling down. Miss Clavel eyes Madeline, who is last again. She scampers to her bed.
Good night, little girls. Thank the Lord you are well. And now go to sleep.
Good night, Miss Clavel.
Miss Clavel turns out the light and closes the door.
Elizabeth, Veronica, Sylvette, Maria Odile, Serena, Beatrice, Lucinda, Chantal, Lolo, Victoria, Aggie, and Madeline.
especially Madeline. Amen.
Miss Clavel finishes her prayers, slips under the covers, and settles down to read The Three Musketeers. All is quiet in the old gray house. Miss Clavel sits up suddenly, one finger raised.
Something is not right.
She hurries through the house to the dormitory.
Oh, Madeline's burning up, Miss Clavel!
Should we call the fire department?
No, Chantal, burning up is a metaphor.
Like Chantal is thick as a plank.
Victoria.
That's a simile.
Go get Hélène. Now.
Oh, my tummy. She must have eaten something super horrid.
We all ate the same thing.
That means we're all gonna die.
Girls, that's enough. Hélène, téléphone à l'hôpital. Oui, j'y vais tout de suite.
It hurts.
Madeline is carried on a stretcher.
My hat! Where's my hat?
Girls, find Madeline's hat!
Up there!
Vite!
Oui, madame, allez, on y va!
Where is it? It's like a hat!
I'm a hat. I'm hat. Voila!
Hurry up! Come on, everybody! We found it!
À bientôt, mon cœur!
Miss Clavel!
Inside the ambulance, Miss Clavel holds Madeline's hand.
Hold it very tightly.
S'il vous plaît. I think they'll have to take out our appendix.
My appendix?
No, you'll be fine. She'll be fine. Just repeat after me, Madeline. I can do anything.
Only patient from here on, madam. I'm
sorry. Miss Clavel,
but I must stay with her.
Miss Clavel, please.
I'll be right outside.
I can do anything. Oh.
Are you her mother?
No, I'm not. I'm her teacher.
And where are her parents?
She's a ward of the church. She has no parents. I died when she was very small.
Oh, here.
At the hospital, doctors peer at Madeline.
I can do anything.
The next morning, the other girls march two by two to the hospital.
We won't be visiting for long today. It's only been a few days since the operation, and Madeline will be exhausted. We must be gentle with her.
The girls crowd into Madeline's room, each holding a yellow flower. The girls look anxious, not seeing Madeline's secret smile.
Hi, everybody. You're okay, Madeline.
Girls, two flowers.
Vicky, she's got as many toys as you do.
Yes, but these aren't hers. They're the charity cases.
Look! What? It's a crank! Shut up!
You made it. Yes, we were super, super worried.
Was it scary?
Did you see a white light? They cut a 3-inch hole in me. Then they stepped their bare hands in and pulled out some of my guts.
You're so lucky.
Please, Madeline.
All right, I was asleep.
So basically, all you did was take a long nap.
Wait, I haven't shown you the best part yet.
She jumps up.
Look, come over here. Come and look. Look what they gave me in exchange for my appendix.
It's not that big.
Are you kidding? It's huge.
It's ginormous.
All right, girls, we'll say our goodbyes now. Madeline's had a hectic and sleepless evening. She's emotionally drained and needs her rest.
Bye, Madeline.
Bye, Madeline.
Bye, Madeline. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Madeline. Bye, Madeline.
Abington.
Not today, Aggie.
Nighttime.
Vite, c'est sérieux, en cardiologie. Téléphonez au docteur Cohen.
Madeline, in pajamas and slippers, creeps into the hospital corridor wheeling a drip.
Mais en même temps, je vois Pierre. Pierre, il est vraiment adorable. Bon, il met des pantalons un peu trop courts, mais...
She passes two nurses, unseen, and steals through the quiet hospital. She peeps in through the open door of another hospital bedroom and smiles. Inside the room, an elegant woman with crimped white hair is sitting up in her bed, her face creased with pain.
Lady Covington?
Hi there, Madeline.
You remember me?
Of course I remember you, from my visit last Easter.
Yes.
Come in. I heard one of our girls was in this hospital. Are you feeling better?
Yes, ma'am.
I hope they are giving you a lot of ice cream.
They are. I hope they're giving you a lot of ice cream as well.
Not much.
Are you feeling better?
Much better. You know, Madeline, my grandmother started the school, and I was a student there myself when I was a little girl. Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
When I was 9, on the baseboard in the dortoir, I carved my name.
You carved Lady Covington?
No. No, my name was Marie Gilbert. Marie Gilbert. See if it's still there.
Marie Gilbert.
Who gave you permission to be in here?
Nobody, Lord Covington.
This is a hospital, it's not a playroom. You're not allowed to just wander around.
Yes, sir.
Lord Covington frowns down at Madeline as she leaves the room. Back at the schoolhouse, Miss Clavel suddenly sits up in bed, one finger raised.
Something is not right.
She hastily pulls on her gray habit and wimple and rushes to the dormitory. The girls are all sitting up in bed.
Girls, thank the Lord you are well. Now please go to sleep.
Good night, Miss Clavel.
The next morning, Miss Clavel collects Madeline.
Madeline.
Wait, Miss Clavel. But that's Lady Covington's room. Could she get better and go home as well?
No, Madeline. Lady Covington passed away.
But I only just spoke to her.
She was very sick. We'll miss her very much.
I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
Madeline nods tearfully as she glances back at the empty room. Helen drives them home in an old battered car. A chicken is in a cage on the back seat.
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il fabrique, lui? Mais c'est pas vrai!
My first husband was a truck driver.
Stupid man!
Regardez-les, ils vont faire leur petit travail tranquillement. Sans problème! Zut!
What's your name? Miss Clavel, is it a pet chicken?
No, you know the rule, Madeline. No pets allowed.
Then what's it for?
What is it for? What do you think it's for? Dancing? It's for eating.
For eating?
In honor of your return, Madeline, we'll have chicken, Helen.
Madeline eyes the chicken with concern.
Enough is enough. En avant.
T'as pris ta retraite?
Helen speeds through the streets of Paris and pulls up outside the school.
Hello, street.
Hello,
house.
Take care, hello, Madeline. Madeline, the Spanish ambassador is moving in next door.
The wind blows Madeline's hat off. A boy drives his Vespa over the hat.
The Spanish ambassador's a midget?
Madeline, this is Pepito, the Spanish ambassador's son.
Hola.
Pepito! We off to the races! No leaving the courtyard!
Hasta luego.
Pepito rides his Vespa back into the front garden of his house.
That boy's a bad hat.
No, I don't think you should judge people too quickly.
But I guess I understood him quickly.
Miss Clavel and Madeline go home. Pepito rides around the garden, watched by a mysterious man dressed all in black.
So you're Pepito, eh?
Hidden behind a tree, the man takes photos of the boy and sneaks away. Next door, the girls are watching Pepito from their window.
He's a bad hat.
I like his hat.
Oh, Madeline, you're so young. This boy's got charisma.
But is he intelligent?
Who cares? He's got a motorcycle.
It's a Vespa.
He'll probably get run over someday.
He is sort of handsome.
Forget it, Aggie. You don't stand a chance.
Nobody wants a chance, Vicky, except for you.
He's got charisma.
You're all googly-eyed.
I am not googly-eyed.
He'll see us.
The girls duck down, then peep over the windowsill again. Pepito spots them.
Amen.
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 Good night, Madeline. I made your very favorite chicken, Helen.
Yeah!
Helen?
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Smells gorgeous.
Oh, no. Fred.
Fred? Who's Fred?
That's Fred.
The chicken. Chickens don't have names.
How do you know?
Madeline, aren't you hungry?
I've suddenly lost my appetite. You see, this chicken was a friend of mine. I met him earlier in the car. I think I'm a vegetarian.
This is just too idiotic. If you knew the chicken the way I did, Vicky, you wouldn't eat him.
Of course I would. He's nice and crispy. Just the way I like him.
Well, I'm not eating Fred.
Fred's already dead. Look.
Well, I think I'm a vegetarian too.
I can't eat it either.
What's going on? Where's Fred? I don't understand.
I'm sorry, Helen, but you killed him.
Fred? Moi, je pense que je suis végétarienne aussi.
Bon, ben écoutez, c'est simple, hein, puisque c'est comme ça, plus jamais vous n'en aurez du poulet. Vous m'entendez? Plus jamais je n'en ferai. Ça, c'est sûr.
Well, I wasn't friends with Fred.
Vicky tucks into her chicken.
Entitled to her opinion. If Vicky wants to eat Fred, the chicken.
Ask what's going on.
Lord Covington walks in on Madeline standing on her seat. She sits.
Excuse us, my lord. You found us in the middle of a debate.
A debate? Miss Clavel. I wonder if I might have a word with you.
Miss Clavel steps out of the room with a glance back at the girls. Lord Covington follows.
What's
Cuckoo Butt doing here?
Lord Covington.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of myself and the girls, I would like to offer you our deepest sympathy.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clavell. The girls. Yes, I'm afraid they lack discipline.
They are usually very well behaved, if I may say so.
You may say so, but it is not my experience. I've been going through my wife's papers, putting her final affairs in order.
This must be a very difficult time for you.
In 43 years of marriage, the only thing that my wife and I ever disagreed upon was her indulgence of this school. It needed a new roof. My wife wrote a check. Cook needed a new refrigerator. My wife wrote a check. Trips to the zoo.
She was a wonderfully generous woman.
Well, it can't go on like this. I'm closing the school down.
But the girls.
We'll find another school to attend.
Eating chicken's not the same as wearing leather shoes.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
End of debate. If you won't eat your chicken, it's off to bed with you.
Their meal's unfinished. The girls file out.
What did we do?
No dinner at all.
Miss Clavell sinks into her chair and looks up at the portrait of Lady Covington. Upstairs, Madeline finds a name scratched on the wall.
Marie Gilbert.
Who's that?
A friend of mine.
I'm super hungry.
You're super everything.
It's best to be super everything than super nothing. I don't think I'm super, super everything.
All right, we're all hungry, so let's eat.
But we're not allowed. Poo-poo.
Come on, come on.
Don't wait, Mickey. I still don't think we should do this.
In the French Resistance, we knew how to deal with a man like Cuckoo Face.
Oh, Len, don't even joke about such things.
We're joking.
As Miss Clavell and Helen play cards, the little girls slip silently past their door, heading for the kitchen.
Shh! If they hear us, we're dead meat.
But we're vegetarians.
Stop whispering.
You stop whispering.
What was yours?
Helen's knickers.
It's her bra.
Her booby basket.
Boobies, boobies, boobies.
Pickle sandwiches.
Our dairy products, all right.
Yeah. Super bad smell.
All right. Who did it?
Smells like one of Vicky's.
My
dear.
Ew.
Aggie.
She who smelt it, dealt it.
Chantal.
It's not me. It's this.
Nobody breathe. It's a like special cheese.
Close it.
Give me a jack.
Go fish.
Chicken, Helen. Chicken. Chicken. Chicken, Helen.
Aggie jokes around, wearing Helen's large bra. Pepito, spying on the girls, pops up at the window in a scary mask.
Now, what's for dessert?
We can bake a cake.
Come back here, you! I care who your father is! We're not in Spain! We're not gonna take this! And if you think you scare me, well, you don't!
Qu'est-ce qui se passe ici encore? Décidément, on ne peut pas vous laisser 5 minutes tranquille. It is an outrage!
We're just going to get something to eat. It's all Pepito's fault!
The girls stand sheepishly in the middle of the wrecked kitchen, covered in flour and bits of laundry. Miss Clavell looks at them sternly and Helen waits with her arms folded and her lips pursed.
Who's going to clean up this mess?
We are, Miss Clavel.
And then what do you suggest?
We eat.
Shh. Elena?
All right. But from now on, I do the cooking, okay? Mm-hmm. Up, up, up.
The next morning, Miss Clavel marches out of the house, down the path and along the street to the Spanish ambassador's house next door. She rings the front doorbell. It is answered by the mysterious man who is taking pictures of Pepito. He's not dressed in black anymore, but wearing a tweed suit and plum bow tie.
Hello. A nun. Leopold's the name.
Tutoring's the game.
I'm, Pepito's new tutor.
I'm Miss Clavel from the school next door.
Oh.
Pepito appears to be a bit of a handful. It seems to me he needs an outlet for his energy.
Well, we all do, don't we?
I thought he might appreciate this. It's a toolbox.
Hmm. Cheers. Do you mind if we talk a little shop? These, kids. What do you actually do to keep them occupied? Keep them out of your hair, so to speak.
Well, tomorrow, for instance, I'm taking mine to the museum.
The museum? Not bad. What do you do on your day off?
I pray.
Miss Clavel turns briskly away. On a rainy morning, the girls walk through Paris on their way to a museum. Each one holds a bright yellow umbrella. Madeline twirls hers in the water of a fountain as they pass.
Despite being rather tiny in size, Emperor Napoleon held France in an iron grip. I don't want you to simply copy the painting. I want you to loosen up. Express yourselves.
Go wild.
You have exactly 20 minutes. Draw.
The girls open their sketchbooks.
Madeline, where's your drawing pad?
Oops. I left it in the other gallery. I know where it is.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Then you may go and retrieve it.
Madeline hurries off, and the other girls begin to sketch. Walking through the museum, Madeline pauses outside a doorway. She nods firmly to herself and steps inside. She gazes up at the ceiling, beautifully painted with cherubs and angels. Moving on, she finds herself in a darker gallery, full of imposing statues. She looks around with wide eyes, swallowing hard. She steps slowly between the statues, looking up at them apprehensively.
Going, little girl. I asked you a question.
What's the matter?
Scared?
I wasn't scared of you, Pepito.
Were you looking for this?
That's mine.
Hey, I know it's yours.
You stole it.
I was gonna give it back. You should say thank you, don't you think?
Give it to me.
Oi! Keep it down. Some of us are trying to sleep.
Adios, little girl.
Madeline snatches her sketchbook from Pepito and strides out of the gallery. Outside, she checks her book. Pepito has drawn in it. It's an angry scribble of skulls and monsters in black ink with "Beware" written in big letters in the center.
From our new neighbor. His Excellency, the Ambassador of Spain, requests your presence for afternoon tea to celebrate the 10th birthday of his son.
But we can't go. The message said beware.
It's a trap. We'll never make it out alive.
Of course we're going. We never get invited anywhere.
Vicky's right. We can't let him frighten us off.
It's only a boy, girls.
He's not coming to us. But they're beginning a class.
Excuse me, Miss Goodell. Oh. Now, this is the room that requires some attention.
May I help you, Lord Covington?
May I ask what these marks on the wall are, Miss Clavel?
Those are for keeping track of the girls' heights.
Huh. Paint them over.
Excuse me. Excuse me. We have just begun our class.
Well, perhaps you'd be kind enough to reconvene elsewhere, Mr. Bell. Go on.
The workmen begin their tasks and Miss Clavel draws a deep breath.
Downstairs, girls. In an orderly fashion.
Young ladies. Right, you, paint it over.
Thick pink paint is rolled over the girls' height marks.
Madeline?
In the dormitory, Miss Clavel draws new height marks on the wall, and Madeline stands on tiptoe to seem taller.
No matter what you wear, Vicky, you always look super gorgeous.
You can wear whatever you like to the party tomorrow. I know what I'll be wearing.
Don't worry, Miss Clavel. One of us will look smashing.
Serena?
Next day, wearing their best dresses, bright and colorful, the girls arrive at the Spanish ambassador's house.
Girls?
Hello! Oh, you all look so charming.
Girls?
Buenas tardes, señora y señora ambassador de España.
Qué lindo, muy bien, bien, muy
please
bien.
Please come in. Slowly, slowly, girls, girls, girls. Pepito, they're here.
Ladies, may I present the reason we have opened to you our home. Our birthday boy, señor José Marco Filippo Juan Branloco López de Vega, Esteban Machado Jorge Santiago de la Rocha Gaspar, Carlos de Fuente Coruña Diego y Sevilla. Of course, his friends call him Pepito.
What friends?
Señoritas, you honor me with your presence.
Your limousine is waiting, sir.
Do excuse us. I wish we could stay.
Happy birthday.
Bye-bye, darling.
Pepito, wearing a splendid scarlet and gold toreador outfit, looks sad as his parents leave.
I think you look very handsome, Pepito.
But no one told us this was a costume party.
Madeline, this is not a costume. This is the uniform of a Spanish torero. The great heroes of the Coliseums. De Madrid.
He's a bullfighter.
Those must be some pretty small bulls.
Please, you're not a real bullfighter.
Señoritas, allow me to show you my menagerie.
Pepito gallantly offers his arm to two of the girls and leads them away. All the others follow, except Madeline, who rolls her eyes.
Son.
No, I don't know.
You just stick with the plan and we'll all be rich.
No, I need to talk to my brothers about this.
Look, no worries, mate. He's as good as delivered.
Madeline peeps into a room and sees Leopold speaking to a clown. The tutor closes the door in her face.
Uncle, he's the British ambassador in Madrid.
No.
Is there meant to be a clown at the party?
The only clown here is you.
Madeline joins the group and they all go to look at Pepito's menagerie. There are many cages and tanks around the room. One of them is home to a very large python, Another is full of mice.
What's in there, Pepito?
Oh, it's a surprise.
I'm not afraid of mice.
No. Perhaps you're afraid of the snake that's gonna have this mouse for lunch.
You wouldn't feed a live mouse to that snake.
Of course not. That would be cruel. But what I would do is execute him with the guillotine I built. It's quick, silent, and deadly.
Like Helen's cheese. It's just an innocent little mouse.
Madeline frees the mice and the girls scatter.
Now.
Madeline is pummeling Pepito. Miss Clavel pulls her off the boy.
Girls?
The girls form two lines and march away.
What about the cake?
As they pass Pepito's Vespa, Madeline swipes the ignition key, unseen by Miss Clavel. Back at the school and in their blue uniforms, the girls sit at their desks writing lines. They write, "I must control my temper," over and over. Miss Clavel checks Vicky's work.
There's only 197. Begin again.
Thanks a lot, Madeline. I've never been so humiliated.
Can you believe them?
And that poor carrot!
Trust Madeline to get us all in trouble.
It was a super bad punishment. He deserved it. He was about to kill a live baby mouse right in front of us.
But he did say he was joking.
Aggie?
What do you think? I've been praying for inspiration.
Yes, I can see that.
You don't like it?
Listen to me.
Madeline.
It's not my fault. The boy's a bad hat. How can you take his side?
Have you all gone mad? I did the right thing. The boy kills bulls. He kills mice. He's a maniac.
Very interesting.
I'll show that bullfighter, that mouse killer. I'll fight him myself.
Yes,
take Aggie. That, Pepito, and that.
No!
Madeline falls off the bridge and into the river below.
Look!
Somebody help her!
Help!
The current has taken her across the bridge!
Madeline! You do it! I keep your head up!
Madeline!
Here she goes!
A Labrador dog leaps into the water and swims to Madeline. As Miss Clavel and the girls hurry to the riverbank, Madeline grabs hold of the dog.
Stop. Stop.
Paddling strongly, the dog tows Madeline to the shore.
Thank you.
She scrambles out of the water and Miss Clavel throws her arms around the child, holding her tightly.
The dog! Where's the dog?
I'm fine.
Madeline clings to Miss Clavel.
I was so scared.
Tea, soup, and covers. I want you to stay under the covers, eat your soup, and drink your tea. You're giving me gray hair.
Can I see?
No. Stay in bed.
Bye, Madeline.
Bye. The Labrador sits patiently outside the house. As the girls leave for their walk, the dog trots into the garden. Madeline scuttles to the window to look at Pepito and Leopold with a Vespa.
Could you please find my keys?
All right, pipe down.
Well, could you find my keys or not? I can't see.
You don't need a bloody key. You can use a paperclip.
Oh, yeah, right.
Watch.
Hey!
She closes the window in disappointment. She rushes down to open the front door and finds the Labrador outside.
You found me!
The dog comes inside.
Jeremy! You found me! I never thought you would! Thank you!
Well, I think you'll find it's in immaculate condition. The house was built in 1852, but...
Madeline reads a sign saying, absolutely no pets allowed.
It's charming, isn't it?
She quickly hides under the dining table with the dog as Lord Covington ushers his guests into the house.
You don't have any children?
No, just two of us. Let's start in the dining room, shall we? If you'd be kind enough to follow me. The house has been used for the past few decades as a school for girls. Hence the sensible furniture.
What a spacious dining room.
Oh, such beautiful portrait. Is that your wife?
It's my late wife, yes.
She was very lovely.
Yes, indeed she was.
The fugitives dash to the kitchen.
Shall we go and have a look at the kitchen? It has all modern conveniences.
Alors, y a pas de petit pois. Et vous avez commandé une salade aussi.
Kitchens are my staff's business. Never set foot in them, please. Just reassure me that you have one.
We have one. This room speaks for itself. The music room. Yes, I think you'll agree it has an air of real sophistication.
Splendid.
So, upstairs. Oh, and have a look at these doors. Some eat open. They don't make them like this anymore. Now, and so we arrive at yet another room with the most elegant proportions. Now think how splendid it'll be to see the Liberian flag fluttering out of that window.
Indeed. Well, Lord Covington, I see nothing to prevent us from purchasing this magnificent house.
Did you hear something, Desmond?
No. I can assure you, the neighborhood is uniquely peaceful.
What is that sound? That car down there!
Arriva!
Spanish ambassador's son.
We had a terrible little boy next door to us in Ouagadougou. The worst 3 years of my life.
He never slept. Not ever. I'm sorry. This just won't work.
I should warn you that I've had inquiries from a number of other foreign diplomats.
Never
the Indians
again.
Will be here tomorrow. Emphasis Bates is in high demand.
Never again.
I'll get rid of the boy. He's a pest.
The visitors bustle off and Madeline and the dog emerge from the cupboard they were hiding in.
Did you know that Joan of Arc was burnt at the stake when she was only 19?
Girls, meet. Now go to bed. Listen, everybody, I've something to tell you.
I'm going to be burnt at the stake too someday.
What a neat way to die.
You're all nuts.
Yeah, cashews.
Bless you.
No, really, this is a big secret. The dog from the river.
Oh, no.
I told you you should stay.
I'll give her my bow.
So this is the big secret.
No, this is not about Genevieve.
Genevieve, great name. We'll never be able to keep her.
The girls cluster round the dog to stroke her.
Something is not right.
Miss Clavel races upstairs. The girls hastily hide the dog under the sinks and go back to brushing their teeth as Miss Clavel comes in.
What's going on, girls?
Nothing!
We're not hiding anything.
I'll tell you what's going on. Lord Cuckoo Face.
Covington.
Cuckoo Face. He's going to sell the school. I heard it.
Oh, no. Is it true?
Yes, girls. Lord Covington intends to sell the school.
Oh, no. Well, we said so.
Oh, no. Careful.
Why?
Oh, no.
Please.
They turn to Miss Clavel.
All of this is no reason for us to stop acting like proper young ladies. We will not fall to pieces. We will maintain composure. Lord Covington is showing the house tomorrow, and I intend for it to be spotless. Spotless.
Bless you.
Thank you. Good night. And another thing. All of you young ladies know that there is a strict rule against pets in the school. What you do not know is that I am highly allergic to dogs. Your new friend can sleep in the garden shed. Now go to bed.
The girls smile with relief.
I can't believe she let us keep her.
She's just a dog from the street.
Oh, my
beautiful dog. Oh.
I can't believe they're closing the school. We'll never see each other again. It's not fair. Close the school. That Cuckoo Face is super wicked.
Chantal, what are you doing?
Trying to find somewhere out of this.
You only just found out how to tie your shoelaces.
Well, I think we're all being terribly selfish. Just think of poor, pathetic Madeline. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any family at all.
Yeah, think of Madeline.
I can't believe she just said that. She's not pathetic.
I'm sure you'll find some place to stay, Madeline.
I'm staying right here. We all are.
In the dark dormitory, Madeline lies under her bed and scratches her own name on the wall, next to Mary Jill Bear. Next morning, their uniforms covered by neat white aprons and armed with cleaning utensils, the girls form a plan.
You three on construction. Aggie, you and Chantal cover the kitchen. And you two on dog patrol. And the rest of you, fall out.
And I'll negotiate with Spain.
Hurry up.
Yes, Vicky.
They take the screws out of the hinges of a door and hide the dog in the shed.
Come on, Genevieve. A bientôt. Bye-bye.
Oh, ma belle carotte, tu vas rejoindre les navets, les poireaux. C'est les petites qui vont être contentes. Oh, la belle carotte.
They pinch the smelly cheese from the kitchen. Miss Clavel glances out of a window as Madeline talks with Pepito over the garden fence.
You want me to go and break it up?
No, no, look.
The two children are chatting pleasantly.
That boy is simply misunderstood.
Miss Clavel conducts the girls in a song as Lord Covington arrives with new guests.
The house has been used for the past few decades as a school for girls.
Say hello to Lord Covington, girls.
Good morning, Lord Covington.
Each girl crosses her fingers behind her back.
Miss Clavel? Charming.
Hear the song of the nightingale, singing beautifully. Everyone who listens to her song sings along.
And think how lovely it'll be to have the Indian flag fluttering on the lawn. Now, this is the music room.
Oh, yes. There is good karma here. Is that smell?
I can't smell anything.
The smelly cheese is hidden under a chair.
What? Don't look at me.
Oh, come on, Gopal.
Have a look at these doors. Solid oak. Yeah. They don't make them like this anymore.
That's probably a good thing.
The door falls off its hinges.
Now, the garden. Do come have a look at the garden.
Oh, yes.
It's most delightful.
Smiling happily.
Pepito lights a firecracker.
Immaculate lawns, of course.
Such peace. Such tranquility.
It's true.
Well.
The guests inhale deeply. Firecrackers explode in the grass at their feet and everyone scatters as Pepito leaps with delight.
No, please, please reconsider.
The guests flee and Lord Covington pursues them.
The Uzbekistani ambassador will be arriving soon. I know he means business. Please reconsider.
Miss Clavel gives the girls a stern glance, and Madeline comes to stand before her.
What exactly did you say to Pepito this morning, Madeline?
All I said was that we were having some very important guests this morning. So could you pretty please be very quiet at that time?
Miss Clavel breaks into a broad smile and takes Madeline's hand. The girls go back into the school. The girls are bouncing on their beds and turning cartwheels. Helen is jiving around the kitchen, dancing with her mop.
If I may say so, your little boy is a menace.
¿Qué es lo que pasó? Juan Diego, ¿qué es lo que estaba dentro?
Leopold is waiting outside the house to greet the ambassador.
Your Excellency, I want an explanation. Why did this loco fellow say our Pepito is a menace?
I've no idea. Pepito is a sweet, well-behaved child. There's just one problem with Pepito.
What is that?
He needs some diversion. He spends all day cooped up in the house studying. Oh, I'm teaching him Latin, I'm teaching him biology, algebration, calculometry, physiognomy, and astrology.
But he can hardly read.
No, he's taken huge leaps.
How wonderful.
So, as a reward for all his hard work, I'm going to take him to the circus.
The circus?
The circus?
I love the circus. We'll all go to the circus.
Oh, great idea. We will all go.
No, just me and Pepito.
Lord Covington strides into the school.
Ah, Miss Clavell, I wonder if I could have a moment.
Lord Covington, do you have any idea what time it is? The girls are all asleep.
I'll be brief then. Here are 12 letters, one for each one of your pupils. Kindly see that they reach the parents. I'm informing them that I shall be closing the school at the end of the term, sale or no sale.
But
that's quite enough, Mr. Bell. After your little acts of sabotage this morning, I'm in no...
Miss Cabell wasn't the one who did it. I was.
Go back to bed, Madeline.
Please see that those letters are delivered first thing in the morning.
You can't sell school, Lord Cuckoo Face. You can't.
What did you call me?
Lord, Covington.
Oh, no, you didn't. You called me Lord Cuckoo Face.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, she did. I heard you. Miss Clavell, don't you teach your little brats even the slightest respect for their elders?
They are not brats, Lord Covington. They are young ladies. They respect their elders between 7 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. in the evening when they go to sleep.
Is this insubordination, Miss Clavell?
Madeline, please go to bed.
Madeline turns away.
Is this your resignation?
Miss Clavell opens the front door.
As long as there are children here, Lord Covington, I will teach them. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
We won't be needing this one. Madeline has no family.
She returns one of the letters to him as he leaves and closes the door behind him. As he marches away, Lord Covington steps in Dog Mess.
They have an animal.
He turns toward the distant sound and searches through the dark garden. He opens the shed door and pulls Genevieve out.
Gotcha.
He's leaving.
The girls crowd round their window.
And he's taking Genevieve away too. Don't come in, Genevieve.
No, don't come in. What's happening?
Leave her alone.
Come on. I can't hear you. Now, get out, you filthy beast.
Come away from the window. Girls, please.
We have to go get Genevieve now, Miss Clavell.
It is the middle of the night. You are little girls, and you know I will not allow you to go out. Genevieve will be all right for one night. We'll find her tomorrow. Now, to bed.
Miss Clavell leaves the dormitory and closes the door.
Genevieve, noblest dog in France, you shall have your vengeance.
Next morning, the girls begin the search.
Yet.
Never mind, Serena. We have a dog to find.
pink bow in her hair. She's really brave and a fabulous swimmer. She runs really fast. She's got big golden eyes. She's got fluffy ears. And, well, I can't tell you anymore, but please find her.
You did very well.
Oh, je suis désolée, mes enfants, je ne l'ai pas vue.
Are you sure?
Oui, oui.
Genevieve! She's gone. Genevieve's gone.
No, she's not. We'll find her. I promise you. We have to have faith.
I used to wish so hard for my parents to be alive again. But you can't make something happen just by wishing for it. Genevieve's gone. She doesn't have a home. She needs a home.
I know she does.
I need a home too.
Madeline, you will always have a home.
Yes, but it won't always be with you, will it? Will it?
Madeline, there's no place on earth I'd rather be than with you and the other girls. You know that, don't you?
Madeline walks away and goes to watch a fire juggler.
Get your tickets now! Last chance!
Ils sont fantastiques!
Last chance! Ah!
Genevieve!
Miss Clavel and Helen take the girls to the carnival. Each girl holds a balloon.
I was in love once with a carnival man. He broke my heart, you know, and he had a beautiful tattoo that...
Helena, please. All right, girls, everyone stay with your partners and let's have fun.
Yeah! Come on, Madeline. I want to get a teddy bear. Look, I guess that means he's here.
Madeline spots the Spanish ambassador. Pepito sits glumly alone in a car of the Ferris wheel. His tutor gives him a mocking little wave.
And now, the idiot, Popo!
A trio of clowns perform in shiny costumes, their faces painted white and red. One clown is bumped over and Pepito laughs with delight. Madeline and Aggie are by themselves.
Aggie.
Thank you.
I have something to tell you. I'm not going back with you.
Not going back?
I'm running away with the circus.
But what are you talking about? We have to go home.
I don't have a home, Aggie. The school's closing, and it's all my fault. The circus will be my new home. All I have to do... is learn to juggle, or tame lions, or eat fire, or something.
But what about Miss Clavel?
I'll write to her, explaining everything. Aggie, you're my best friend in the whole entire world. You can't tell anyone where I went.
But Madeline...
No buts. You have got to promise. Do you promise, Agatha Emily Walden?
I promise.
The girls hug tearfully.
Good luck, Madeline.
Madeline takes off her straw boater, hands it to Aggie and disappears into the crowd. The clowns are still performing, and from the crowd, Leopold winks a signal to one of them. The clown nods and moves closer to Pepito and his parents. The clown tries to draw Pepito's mother into the ring.
No, no, really, I don't want to play.
Oh, Carmen, be a sport for once.
Come on, Mom, go!
The ambassador and his wife join the clowns. The clown magically produces eggs from behind their ears, and in the audience, Pepito laughs heartily. Another clown juggles with flaming torches, and a third circles the ring on a motorbike.
Come on, let's go get a balloon.
Oh, but I'm watching this.
Come on, come on.
Oh, but please.
Come on.
Leopold draws Pepito away from the clown performance. Madeline walks through the circus performers' camp, twisting her hands nervously, her face somber. She looks around at the circus folk outside their tiny caravans. They hurry undercover as the sky grows very dark and rain starts to fall. Madeline gasps as she spots Leopold bundling Pepito into the back of a truck. She dashes to the rescue.
How terrific is Thumbelina?
Leave him alone, you!
I knew it. You're not really a tutor. Give Pepito back right now, or I'll go get Miss Clavel.
Miss Clavel? I'm terrified, really.
Ow!
He picks her up and shuts her in the back of the truck with Pepito. Rain pours down and the crowd scatter. Pepito's parents search everywhere. In the back of the truck, the children are tied together.
Tie the knot, idiot!
Look, for the last time, idiot is a stage name. I'm called Pierre.
You won't get away with this. My father will send a special order after you.
Your father will thank me, you spoiled brat!
Take that, you idiot!
I thought we were just kidnapping one kid. Two kids, two ransoms.
Leopold locks the truck as the other clowns arrive.
This is the life, man!
Get in the truck, idiot!
He's
the smart one.
In the school bus, Aggie holds up Madeline's hat.
Silence! Silence! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. All right. 10.
C'est parfait, les filles. En
The two prisoners are bumped about as the truck drives away.
Let's go upstairs and dry off. We don't want anyone to catch pneumonia. Maggie, what is it?
She ran away.
Who ran away?
Madeline.
Miss Clavel sprints out of the house, jumps into Holland's car, and speeds off down the dark street. She spots Genevieve sitting by the side of the road and screeches to a halt.
Genevieve. Genevieve!
The dog leaps into the car, sitting up in the front seat, and Miss Clavel drives off. On a dirt track in the middle of the woods, the clown truck rattles along.
As I said before, he was with us all afternoon, and then we were... the clown from the ass, and then he was with his tutor.
Oh, Miss Clavel! Miss Clavel!
Signor Ambassador, have you seen my smallest one, my Madeline?
Oh, Pepito is missing too!
And my baby!
Is it possible the young boy and the young girl have run off together on a romantic adventure?
Absolutely not. It's impossible.
Definitely no.
Yes. Perhaps if the boy were French. Hello. We are doing everything possible. We have roadblocks everywhere. Extra units have been called out. The proper thing for you to do is to go home and leave this to the professionals, please.
But Inspector...
Marcel, don't worry your pretty little head. Mr. Ambassador. We have this under control. This kind of thing happens all the time. Children go to the circus, their little eyes fill with big dreams of the way life should be, and soon. What happened to the nun?
Miss Clavel sees Genevieve barking into the woods and drives off at speed. Leopold and the clowns have made camp in the woods, and they sit round a crackling fire.
A search is on tonight for two missing children who disappeared from the Cirque Pandora Carnival late this afternoon. French police are looking for the son of the Spanish ambassador to France and a local schoolgirl.
What if we never get out of here? We never go home. Your family will pay the ransom. So will yours. They can't. I don't have a family.
What do you mean?
They're gone. They're in heaven.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It happened a long time ago.
My parents probably don't even want me back. I'm a lot of trouble, you know?
You are a lot of trouble. But you know, you have got charisma.
You think so?
I miss the girls. I miss Clavel.
Don't worry, Madeline. I won't leave without you. I promise.
Thank you, Pepito.
Not bad.
Not been ruled out. Authorities are asking for public cooperation in the departmental-wide canvas. Now, sport.
How could she run away? Do you think she's okay out there?
It's all my fault. I should have never let her go.
You did the right thing, Aggie. I would have done it too.
I miss Madeline so much. I miss her. I do.
While the girls and Helen wait, Miss Clavel and Genevieve are still driving through the night.
So where is she?
They drive down the same road the clown truck passed just a little while ago. When morning comes, the two kidnapped children are still prisoners in the clown truck, tied together back to back on a crate. Madeline begins to stir from her sleep. She opens her eyes and takes a good look around the inside of the truck.
I can do anything.
She spots two big knives and grins.
Pepito, wake up! They left us here with the knives that they juggle at the circus.
What idiots! Okay, on the count of three, okay? Uno, dos, tres.
Working together, they scoot over to the knives.
Okay, go. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Move it!
You're getting better.
Move!
Thanks.
Now!
Hurry up,
like they're leaving.
But we're still trapped in here.
Look, I've got it.
So?
It's a motorcycle, and you know how to drive one. This is our escape.
But I drive a Vespa. It doesn't even have gears. This is a motorcycle. I can't drive something like this.
Yes, you can, Pepito. You can do it.
Look, technically, I'm not even allowed to leave my courtyard. Okay, give me your hairpin.
Pepito uses the hairpin to start the motorcycle as the clowns finish packing up outside.
Beat!
As Leopold prepares to drive off, the motorcycle bursts out of the back of the truck.
Hey, wait!
The truck speeds off in pursuit of the children, Leopold at the wheel.
Yes, we did it! Yes!
Where are you, Thumbelina?
Oh no! Look!
There!
The children whiz through the woods on the motorbike, with the clown truck closing in on them fast.
Ah!
They twist and turn along the bumpy dirt track.
Come on, I'm going to be sick!
Come on, Pepito! I'm going! Hang on, Madeline, hang on!
Miss Clavel and Genevieve are still driving around in the woods searching for Madeline. They come to a crossroads and pause. Miss Clavel looks to the sky for inspiration, picks a road, and speeds off again. Mm-hmm. Pepito and Madeline are racing along, keeping just ahead of the clown truck.
What?
Miss Clavel spots them through the trees.
Hey, who's that?
Oh, great! Miss Clavel!
Where's Miss Clavel?
No, some nun.
A nun?
A nun!
Hold on, Genevieve.
Miss Clavel zooms towards a river crossing. The truck and the motorbike close in on it from the opposite side. They rush towards each other head-on. Pepito's eyes widen as he swerves to avoid Miss Clavel.
Don't kill the nun! Forget the nun! Don't kill the idiots!
The truck plunges off the road and into the river. Miss Clavel rushes to hug the children as the police arrive.
Hey, 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 are you all right?
Allez, sortez de l'eau. Au nom de la loi, je vous arrête.
Still in the water, Leopold and the clowns are arrested. Madeline and Pepito arrive back at the school with Miss Clavel and Genevieve. Pepito dashes down the street and throws himself into his mother's arms.
Pepito! Pepito!
Mama! 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 Mama, I drove a water bike, a real one!
You did?
Yeah!
Pepito!
Papa! I'll never leave you again.
Never, never again.
Te quiero mucho, hijo. Te quiero mucho.
Madeline's school friends hurtled down the stairs to greet her.
She's here! She's here!
Madeline, you're back! I'm so happy!
I missed you! I missed you more! I missed you!
Voila.
Great car.
I thought you were dead!
Well, thanks, Vicky. Super!
Tonight, I'm going to make a wonderful vegetarian dinner, okay?
I want chicken Helen.
Oh, no.
Miss Clavel.
Lord Covington, please. We were just about to have a celebration.
Well, yes, indeed. Young ladies, the ambassador from Uzbekistan has just agreed to buy the school.
Very nice, just like in the pictures.
Pajasta, very shortly, the Uzbekistani flag will be fluttering from the roof. I'm so sorry. The house has been used for the past few decades as a school for girls.
Yes, you said.
I'm so sorry.
Very nice portrait.
Yes, it's of my late wife. It was painted shortly after we got back from Venice one year. It's rather a good likeness. Well, I'm very fond of it.
Marie Gilbert. I know why you're doing this.
What?
It's because you're all alone, isn't it?
Please, young lady, please mind your own business.
You must have loved her very much. She was your whole family, wasn't she?
Miss Clavel.
I thought you were mean, Lord Covington, but you're not. I understand now.
Understand? How can you possibly understand? You're only a child. You see, my wife, Marie, and I... This is totally inappropriate. Please go away.
I lost my family, too, a long time ago. But they're not really gone, are they? She's not gone, is she?
She's dead. She's gone.
No, she's not. She's still with you, and she's in the school, too. Please, Lord Covington, she wouldn't want you to sell it.
Madeline. My love. No matter what happens, I'll make sure that you and I will be together.
No, Miss Clavel.
Yes.
No. The child's right. Yes, you're right. But the school's already sold. There's nothing I can... Unless I might be allowed...
Please, Mr. Ambassador. I know the girls' school may not mean much to the Uzbekistani government or to you, sir, but...
I'm not the ambassador.
I am the ambassador.
Oh!
You can keep your school.
Madeline hugs Lord Covington.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
The girls set off for their walk, with Genevieve at the front and Miss Clavel at the back.
And I think to myself,
Miss Clavel.
Miss Clavel nods and the girls run joyfully around the park.
Yay!
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself.
Miss Clavel follows the girls around, collecting their fallen hats.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The image changes from a real park into an illustrated picture, and a title reads, Fan.
Of all is Madeline. Do 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 do. Life is cool. Cuckoo face, Pepito chases, circus faces, and saving school.
Credits roll. TriStar Pictures, a Jaff Films production, a Pancho Koner, Saul Cooper production. Casting by Karen Lindsay Stewart, UK. Music by Michelle Legrand. Costume design by Michael Clancy. Editor Jeffrey Wolfe, ACE. Production designer Hugo Luksic Wyhowski. Director of photography Pierre Aime. Executive producer Stanley R. Jaffe. Produced by Saul Cooper and Pancho Koner and Alan Stewart.
So grim and on a whim, holding up traffic in the street. Do 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 do. Life is swell. Passing the days and thinking of ways, knocking the socks off of Miss Clavel.
Based on the book Madeline by Ludwig Bemelmans. Screen story by Marlia Scotch Marmo, Mark Levin, and Jennifer Flackett. Screenplay by Mark Levin and Jennifer Flackett. Directed by Daisy von Schurlermeyer. Miss Clavel is played by Frances McDormand, Lord Covington by Nigel Hawthorne, and Madeline by Hattie Jones. Leopold is played by Ben Daniels, Lady Covington by Stefan Audran. The Spanish Ambassador by Arturo Venegas, and Mrs. Spanish Ambassador by Katya Caballero.
New. When Madeline terrifies a tiger, not to mention the rest of us at the zoo. Do 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 do. Life is fine. 12 of us in two straight lines. The bravest of all.
Helen is played by Chantal Neuwirth, Pepito by Christian de la Osa, Aggie by Claire Thomas, and Vicky by Bianca Stroman. The other schoolgirls are played by Christina Mangani, Rachel Dennis, Pilar Garrard, Jessica Mason, Alex Ponchon, Emily Jesula, Eloise Ana, Alice Laveau, and Morgan Farcat. And Genevieve the dog is played by Nanny.